This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're joining us on the second hour of the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray, both best-selling authors who join me on a regular basis.
And if you don't believe it, just ask us.
That's right. That's right. You'll find all about them on our website, again, at radiocommonsense.com. The president has brought NATO into the mix with his recent meeting, and there's been so much confrontation over NATO. And I guess the question we want to raise right now is, what is NATO and what's the relevance of it in this day and time? And I want to get a little history for you and bring it up to date. Steve Levy is joining me right now. He's a former New York State Assemblyman, county executive. He's an author, a political commentator, and radio talk show host himself. He's got a good perspective on this, so I wanted to share with us. Hey there, Steve. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Oh, great to be with you, Jim. And I just want you to know the name of my blog is Common Sense Strategy. So great minds think alike here. Beautiful.
Darn right. Darn right. Well, glad. Well, let's try to make some common sense, Steve. Steve, give us a 30-second history of just what NATO is for our listeners that may be a little confused.
Well, you know, a lot of people are confusing NATO with the EU. You know, the European Union, Trump was talking about trade and immigration, and the left was going nuts because Trump, as a bull in a china shop, as he usually is, disrupted things and said, look, we need better trade deals, and you're going crazy with immigration. But that has nothing to do with NATO. The left went hysterical saying that he put us in this weakened position. He's betraying our allies. So I wrote an article for Newsmax earlier this week noting that the only thing that matters with NATO is whether its members agree and commit to defend each other when any one member is attacked by a foreign enemy. And I had mentioned that despite all the rhetoric, despite all of the fear-mongering, nothing has changed in the Trump administration regarding this, except since I spoke to you last a couple of days ago, Jim, just yesterday the president made a rather remarkable statement regarding the newest member of NATO, Montenegro, creating doubt as to whether we would go in and defend them. So he's turned everything upside down since I wrote my article just a few days ago. But that's the error of Trump. It changes day to day.
Well, we've seen that in so many actions of the president. Now, NATO, like there's 23 members of NATO, 23 member nations, if I remember correctly. What is the advantage for the United States? What does the U.S. get out? I know before we were a more sophisticated nation and in a recovering world after World War II, we got the allied countries together and formed this alliance for self-protection. But in this day and age, if we were attacked in some way, do you think the NATO members would come to our defense, number one? Number two, a lot of people are asking, you mentioned Montenegro, the newest member. Would you want your son going over there and be killed defending a country that we can hardly pronounce, don't even know where it's located? How relevant is NATO to the U.S. Defense today? That's the question, Steve.
A very good question, and I addressed that in my article. You know, as long as you have a Russia, formerly the Soviet Union, in control, you know, under the control of a tyrant like Putin, who's aggressive, who's expansionist, who wants to recreate the old Soviet Union, NATO does indeed remain relevant. And it is very important that the Russians know that an attack on one member will trigger a response from America. The point I make, though, is that let's be straight here. NATO is a one-sided alliance. We do everything for Europe. Europe really can't do much for us. That's okay. We accept that. We, since 1949, have been willing to put our blood and treasure on the line to protect Europe. You just wish that the European elite today would be appreciative of that and know that if there's nothing about the European defense system, Jim, that deters Russia from attacking us. It's our military might. The only thing that deters Russia from going into these Western European nations is the fact that the U.S. is committed to defend them. So it is still relevant so long as Russia continues in this expansionist mode. There is a big question as to how large it should get. It started with 12 members. It's now into the 20s, and there's more that want to grow. But once it's once a member state is in the NATO alliance, there has to be a commitment that we will defend each other.
Well, as far as how do you think the president has handled NATO with his hard talk about the fact that, a number of members are not putting up their agreed-upon share and leaving with a lot of disgruntlement in NATO after his visit last week? How do you think he's handling it?
Well, we have to distinguish style and substance, right? On the style, again, he's a bull in a china shop. He's boorish. He's rude. He's unpresidential at times, cringeworthy. But by the same token, the gentlemanly niceties of former presidents accomplished nothing when it came to getting Europeans to pay their fair share. So of the 20-some-odd members of NATO, you have five of them who are meeting their commitment of 2% of their GDP toward the military. That's going to change. And it's going to change because Donald Trump made such a big stink about it. I think he's right on the substance with that. And he's also dead right on in calling out Germany for having signed this pact with the devil, if you want to call it that, Russia, in becoming dependent on them for their oil and energy needs. How dumb is that, that they want our protection from the boorish Russian bear, and yet they become dependent on them through this deal? So he's right. Trump was right on saying it. It's how he says it that can use a little bit more massaging. But my article is about how the left gets hysterical over his style, and you had John Kerry and Susan Rice and Joe Scarborough all saying how our Republican Western democracies are now in danger. Actually, before yesterday's remarks on Montenegro, you could say that NATO was stronger because now these member states are going to start putting more money into their military. That does not help Russia. It actually hurts Russia.
But, Steve, this is Ronna Gray. Canada announced they're actually going to put less in next year. I mean, they're over their 2% goal that was set several years back. These countries are all moving towards that 2% goal that was pre-Trump. And then Canada's above it, and they announced they're going to cut back a little bit. So I'm not sure the bullying worked on everyone.
Well, I think we have to distinguish Canada, that does not feel threatened by Russia, from a Germany or Italy or Greece or in the vicinity of potential Russian advancement. So, you know, and Trudeau has always been trying to emulate the Hugh Grant character in, that old movie, Love Actually, where you stood up to the American president. I think Trudeau pines for that, so that he can cut his bona fides by being anti-Trump. So he's always going to be somewhat of a contrarian compared to the others. But the average NATO state in Europe has reason to be concerned, and they do have to up their game. And, I'm glad that the president is calling them out on it.
Yeah, Steve. And, hey, that music means that I got so many more questions to ask you. We've got to get you back, Steve. Listen, thanks for your insightful views about NATO. It'll be in the front page for a long, long time to come. We appreciate you being on the show. And for our listeners, you can go to commonsensestrategies.com. Learn more about Steve and his activities. We'll put that link on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, Steve, listen,
thanks,
have a great weekend. Sure.
Thanks, Jim. It's SteveLevy.info as well. They can get all my commentary.
I'll put it up, Steve.
More Levy. Common sense.
Okay. Well, a lot of common sense out there, Steve. Glad you're with us. Have a good weekend. And we're going to take a break right now and come right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
So much in the news that changes by the hour in terms of our relationship with Russia. What's happening at post-Trump after his meeting with Putin, the head of Russia, and so many complications in how Americans should be reacting. Chris Tidmore is joining me right now. He's a radio talk show host down in New Orleans, a syndicated columnist, and very articulate involving Russian issues as he's traveled so much there. Glad to have him on the show. His website's ChristopherTidmore.com. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
It's always a privilege, Jim, and thank you for having me.
Got Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt here with me, Chris.
Oh.
You and I talked on a separate show this week about Louisiana Senator John Kennedy about his focus on Russia and the president. And I raised this question. I thought you were pretty articulate on it. I think the president's taken some heavy licks this week. Up until this week, you were pretty articulate about talking about the method to the madness of Donald Trump, that he purposely got people excited about an issue just to bring him to the table or trying to find the middle ground, try to find the balance. He would parry one direction and come on back and consider it a victory if he got a little edge, if you will. How do you view that or take that view of the madness of Donald Trump or the method to his madness in light of what's happened this past week? He's had a pretty tough week this past week. How do you put that in perspective?
Well, it was the first week that you saw prominent Republicans actually start beyond Jeff Flake, Mark Sanford, and John McCain to come out and seriously question the president's strategy after the Helsinki press conference with Vladimir Putin. Effectively, what you're seeing is Republicans who spent most of their career worrying about Russia and its predecessor, the Soviet Union, looking and saying, my God, the president just bowed down and defended the integrity of a KGB station chief over his own intelligence services. However, and I'm not an apologist to the president, but I have tried, like a lot of Sovietologists in the Cold War, to understand the thinking within his mindset. And one of the things I've come to is, the president believes very consciously, and a lot of his aides back this up, that if he admits that there was Russian meddling, that people on the left will immediately attack him as admitting that his election was illegitimate. And this is one of the points I've made over and over. When you try to understand why would he do that in the Mueller press conference? I mean, my God, it made people in the Baltic states, security and governmental officials in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia quaking when you realize they have Russian armies right on their border, GRU and Spetsnaz units ready to cross over on a moment's notice to do the very same thing there that had been done in Ashkabasia in Georgia and in Donetsk and Luhansk in Ukraine, not to mention outright annexation in Crimea. And so what is the president doing? Well, he thinks that people on the left will start saying, you know, Hillary Clinton would have won if it hadn't been for Russian meddling, so I better not admit that Russian meddling ever happened. The actual data is pretty clear, Jim. It says that even if Russia had never been involved and spent this $28 million or whatever they did, that even before a lot of the Comey investigations, the president was already winning by the summer. A lot of the swing votes in the Rust Belt states were already coming to him, particularly amongst men who had voted for Obama. But the president himself is still convinced. And as my grandmother used to say, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. It's just we saw that in front of the entire world court of public opinion.
Chris, this is Ronna. I'd like you to take 60 seconds because I don't think our listeners realize there's not many people in the country that have more knowledge and experience in Russia and Russian politics than you. We're really lucky to have someone to share this perspective with. If you just give a little bit of the background, what I mean is you didn't exactly meet Maria Butina at a gun show. You have actual knowledge and experience.
like Bobby Jindal did, our notorious governor down here, past governor.
Well, I bow before Ronna Gray's political insights. When it comes to Russia, though, I have a few. I've been there I've been there six times just in the last 10 years. I have been covering Russian politics since the late 90s. I was European correspondent for the NNPA News Service, which is an association of 152 newspapers, and then did a lot of the subsequent work for Fox News. So Fox News Radio, where I worked and actually worked with Jim on a station in New Orleans as well at one point, subsequent to this. But I have actually not only been to Moscow and St. Petersburg, I've driven across Russia, most recently driving across Siberia in 2012, and I've written from and watched basically the Russian Federation go from a very hopeful moment in the 90s where democracy looked like it was about to break out. There were people who would stand in St. Petersburg in the square and rally openly to what Vladimir Putin has created, which is basically an oil company which owns a country, an oligarchy and a czardom. And it makes one worried about the U.S. relationship with Russia, even when there is, to be fair, geopolitical agreement on certain areas, Islamic terrorism, the rise of China, and, of course, nuclear proliferation, that we probably do need to have a good relationship with the Russians. And so I've watched this process, Ron, and I claim there are many people who have far greater Russian expertise than I, but I have spent a lot of the last 20 years, really, of my career talking to people on the ground in Russia, talking to political activists that started out in the wake of the dawn of the Russian Federation and the end of the Cold War, to what they've been rendered to, which is silent and afraid. And so when the president makes these statements about Vladimir Putin, it hits a personal tone to me, even when I understand what the president's political strategy may very well be.
Where do you think we'll go? Where do you think this is going to go now? You've got, as you said, just this week, a number of Republicans turning on the president. President's backtracked on some of the things that he said, trying to now say that, yes, there was Russian meddling. The meddling is so sophisticated today, involving computer attacks and cyber attacks. And so is this just going to drag on, you think, for the next couple of months? Or where do you think we'll end up? Do you think the president, who's been the Teflon president, you've got to give him credit, he has bounced back from so many confrontations, scandals in his administration, and still keeps his popularity. Where do you think this will be a few months down the line, Chris?
Well, there are two things you always have to remember with Donald Trump, what he says and what his administration does. And the investigatory policy and the intelligence direction of the FBI in counterterrorism and the CIA in counterespionage and the CIA in espionage hasn't changed. Christopher Wray and Dan Coats are very much looking at Russian skeptically. But basically, on a more basic, the Republicans are worried about the midterm elections. You won't see anything major. I will say
and Chris,
that after the midterm.
And Chris, I'm sorry to stop. We are out of time and we're at the top of the hour. So I'll tell you what, I'd like to get you on next week. Let's continue this discussion. I'll call you here in a couple of days. Got to get you because fascinating discussion affecting every one of us. We're really glad to have you on. ChristopherTidmore.com. And Chris, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Common Sense Show with Jim Brown, Ronna Gray, and Leo Honeycutt. We'll come back with our final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A woman is dead and a suspect now in custody after a hostage standoff at a food store in Los Angeles Saturday. LA police say a woman fatally shot inside a Trader Joe's, rescued by authorities but later passing away. Police arrested the suspect without incident after long negotiations, which ended kind of strangely. Here's Mayor Eric Garcetti.
The suspect at the end asked for handcuffs. He handcuffed himself and then released himself into the custody of LAPD.
The food store standoff followed a police chase after the suspect allegedly shot his grandmother multiple times. Angry at Trump administration policies against Iran, the Iranian president's warning the U.S. that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, saying, "Don't play with the lion's tail." This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I'm on a rant with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray here. They quit now delivering the New York Times to your house. The Wall Street Journal is in jeopardy, I'm told. We get our local daily newspaper where we live. If you live down in New Orleans, you only get a daily newspaper 3 days a week. And everybody says, well, I bet you can read it on the Internet. That's what all the newspapers are saying. Subscribe to the Internet. Am I out of touch, Leo?
Yeah.
But as far as my enjoying reading a newspaper, I love to get my newspaper. I get a couple of them, curl up with a cup of coffee, sit on my back porch, and in the morning read the morning newspaper. We're not going to be able to do that anymore. You're going to have to get your computer. And when you get the computer, you know, you can't really find the... Here's the things I like to read in the newspaper. I like to read the obituary section to see who of my friends have passed away.
Make sure you're not in there.
That's right. I want to look over the one ads. I might want to buy a little something for a hobby. I want to read the sports page, and I want to read the comics. Now, those are my four top priorities. You can't get that off the Internet. You can't get those things off the Internet.
I think eBay and Amazon have taken the place of the want ads.
Well, all this is going to be fine and good, because I understand what you're saying there, Jim, and I kind of feel the same way. And all this is going to be fine and good to be able to read it on your computer. You can't do a crossword puzzle on your computer.
Exactly,
so we're
right.
Getting to that point. But all that's going to be fine and good until the hackers in India or Indochina or Russia someplace shut the grid down. If that should ever happen, if they should ever find that, then there are people that are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to block all these hackers. But as these hackers get more in number and get more sophisticated, which they're doing, one day somebody's going to pull that plug and it's going to disrupt the markets.
Well, in terms of your ability of dealing with your website to where you're supposed to read the paper, that could be infiltrated. That could be a problem. I agree. Well, that's another reason why the hard, you know, it's back to voting. I was the Secretary of State in Louisiana back in the 80s when we had voting, and the most reliable way to vote is on a piece of paper. You know, you can't break into a piece of paper. The Russians can't affect the elections on a piece of paper. What first-century technology is a lot better than 21st-century technology?
Well, the other day, Tom Hanks put up, posted a picture of him holding an Underwood typewriter, and he said, "Hack this."
Well, and there's a story on the Weather Channel was carrying yesterday that the headline was key U.S. Internet infrastructure will likely be underwater in 15 years, according to scientists. And that is, you know, we're here in Louisiana, so you're probably thinking this is a local story. That is Internet infrastructure in New York, Miami, and Seattle.
In what?
So you're saying physically underwater.
Physically underwater, not in the case of mortgages. Physically underwater because of sea level rise.
No kidding.
Yes. So better keep those printing presses around a little bit longer because we might have to crank them up.
Remember the old, used to have the little copying machine where you took a crank and you rolled out your copies that you had back in, I did that when I first ran for office back in the 70s, in the late 60s, early 70s. You'd roll off your little flyers you'd put off on the mimeograph machine.
Now, Jim, remember how your listeners are going to think that we have a bowl of porridge during the break here.
You remember how I used to smell when you get those tests? The test would come off the mimeograph machine, and it had this really pungent odor to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you are sniffing
your
test.
I'm sure that was good for you.
Right. Yeah.
Well, back to the newspapers, though. I remember the days when I'd had three or four newspapers in my driveway, and then they weren't too expensive. Let me tell you what, if you can get the New York Times and subscribe to it, it costs $270 for three months. So it would cost
what?
You... What? It cost almost $1,500. It would cost you about $1,400 to subscribe to the New York Times daily, is to have it thrown to your driveway. That's what it costs today. Can you believe that? The cost. Right. And now, because of some of the tariff issues, I see that newsprint's going to go up, and they say the newspapers are going to cost all the more because the newsprint's going up and costing a heck of a lot more. So,
well, and I just read that story before I told you about this, about from the New York Times, and this columnist said, we've got to get on the bandwagon about protecting our technology because this tariff war is pointing out the fact that the Chinese started back in the 70s basically taking our technology. And I've still worked for a state agency here one time, and we investigated some claims that they were unduly affecting competition here in the United States. And Microsoft worked with us, and they said, yes, they are. And they actually, the Chinese set up these quote-unquote kangaroo courts in which they would hear an American company complaining about how its proprietary technology had been stolen by the Chinese, and 99% of the time the court sided with China.
Well, that's not surprising in China. And, of course, that, not in defense of the president, but that is where Donald Trump is coming from in terms of his rattling the swords on tariffs, saying that, you know, American businesses try to do business in China, and they have to, if they either have it, their intellectual property stolen, or they have to put it up, they have to give it in advance, mm-hmm. and they lose that kind of thing, and Trump says that's just not fair, and then the huge trade imbalance, so... Some people make the argument, and I think there's some truth to the fact that he's trying to get the pendulum to swing back, that he's not going to keep the high tariffs because it does hurt American businesses. Ron, I think you said last week that soybean farmers down here in our home state of Louisiana are taking quite a hit right now.
A number of agricultural states are seeing a hit from the tariffs, so there's going to be some interesting dynamics at play in these midterm elections. When you go to the farm states that were very pro-Trump, and the tariffs are hurting them.
So. And just remember, too, the Chinese produce about 87% of what's in your smartphone. 87%.
Unbelievable. We can't do
that. They are our biggest importer of,
right.
of soybeans. So they when the prices, with the tariffs go up, they just canceled all the orders, and ordered beans out of Brazil.
But there's a massive trade deficit.
Right.
You know, so there's strong arguments on both sides of the aisle.
And remember, China still holds $1.6 or $1.3 trillion of American debt.
That they poured their money into this country.
They're the biggest single owner of debt, of American debt.
But it, again, does that bother you? I don't really think it bothers me. I hope they double that. Pour their money in. We want their money. Pour their money in here.
I know, but it goes back to the debt issue, and people are really downplaying that now. But it also creates a situation where the Fed produces more paper money out there, which causes inflation, which they're not talking about, which causes your cars and houses to go up.
Honk your horn out there if you understand what Leo Honeycutt is talking. Everybody honk. Are you listening? I don't hear many honks out there.
Go buy a car. Go buy a house. Awesome. You'll see what I'm talking about.
It's a tough, complicated issue, and no one really has it figured out, and that's the point I'm making. So, hey, let's tell you the big story, though, today. Here's the big story. In Virginia, there's a pickup basketball game at L.A. Fitness. It's a health club. I belong to L.A. Fitness here in Louisiana. They're all over the country. So they got a pickup basketball game. And so one of the guys, and they're regular players that play every week, all the time.
Uh-huh.
One of the players gets fouled, and so the guy who gets fouled calls the police to report the fact that he got fouled, and he thinks it's unfair, and he wants the police to come out because an opponent fouled him. So the police come out to investigate. No punches were thrown. There was no fights or anything. He just gets fouled. And so the police come out and put a report together, and he's twittering about how he got fouled. And you know what happened after the police left? They started playing basketball again.
Where is this again?
This is in Virginia. This is a small town in Virginia.
Because I want that town to send an invoice for the policeman's time.
Right.
Everyone kept playing, said one observer. That's what's so bizarre about the whole situation. You could tell it was strictly basketball. There's no racial undertones or anything like that. He just got fouled.
Oh, crazy.
So that overplays Russia and everything else in the stories today. Hey, listen, we got one more segment, so don't leave us. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt are here with me. We're going to come right back and keep you posted right after this message. Fresh up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Now, I told you before the break about the Virginia guy who gets mad at a basketball game and calls 911 because he got fouled. Well, that's not as good as this one. Here's a guy who gets the delivery service to bring him a French fries and Mac from McDonald's. And so he gets the Uber Eats web service to bring him his French fries and his McDonald's hamburger. It's very, very cold when it arrives. He calls 911 to report a cold hamburger.
No.
He calls 911.
No. Okay.
No.
I hope there are charges pressed at the end
Hamilton
of the story.
Police Department up in Canada calls 911, and they say, well, they didn't take any action, but they're going to call him. They're going to grill him pretty good.
Oh.
With
Canadian
You're killing
humor.
Me.
Canadian humor.
Here's a great feel-good story, though. We talked about the World Cup. I watched that World Cup final. I was kind of pulling for Croatia, but France pulled it off after they beat my favorite, my English team. But here's a great story. One of the most memorable stories out of the games, and I put this up on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Down in Colombia, there's a guy named Jose Richard Galero. He's celebrating the best of soccer with his friend Cesar Daza. Here's the catch. Galero is deaf and blind. He's deaf and blind. So Gaza, his best friend, learned sign language, and they created a unique set of gestures to communicate every football match. And he sits there and broadcasts to his friend, who's deaf and blind, the whole World Cup final.
It's amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is amazing.
They're best friends, and he's deaf and blind, and his friend communicates with him through signals, through feeling of his hands, and basically cover the broadcast the match.
Broadcast, all right.
Through feel and
sign language, basically.
Yeah. It's the where the ball was, how the goals are being scored. What a marvelous story.
It is.
And you can find all about that story on our website, again, at RadioCommonSense.com. Give you some of the important news. We've got the confirmation of the new Supreme Court Justice, Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh. And he looks like he's going to be confirmed. But what I thought was interesting this week, Rand Paul, who's a senator, happens to be a doctor from up in Kentucky, who's a Republican, who is the needed vote since John McCain, the senator from Arizona, is bedridden with cancer. So everybody assumed Rand Paul was online, but Rand Paul announced he's got deep concerns about Kavanaugh, and for a very good reason. Fourth Amendment violations. Kavanaugh wrote a decision saying that the police had the right to do massive sweeping of your cell phone and all of your... they could bring in millions of people. The police can go into servers and pull out websites, pull out emails, and pull out cell phones. That does not violate the Fourth Amendment. In other words, under the Fourth Amendment, if you want to go seize a cross-section of telephone logs, something like that, you got to go to a judge and you got to make your case. You just can't go spying on people. And Kavanaugh's decision, now the Supreme Court overturned that decision. But in Kavanaugh's view, there you've got no problem with someone like the FBI coming in and seizing all your cell phone records, all of your emails, all your bank accounts, all your personal information. They can seize that and not get a warrant to do so. Well, the first Fourth Amendment is very clear. You can't do something like that. You have to have reasonable cause. That's what the Fourth Amendment is all about. And I salute Senator Paul for holding the line on that. If Kavanaugh is going to take that approach that you can seize everybody, so it's not a liberal, Democrat, Republican vote. It's a question of right to privacy versus the government's role in coming in and seizing all of your records. You don't know a thing about it. There's no warrant or anything like that. So,
well, I read last night that there are now 1 million documents being provided to the Senate on Kavanaugh's background.
1 million?
1 million documents to review. So.
Of course, every decision he's ever written, and there are people combing through. And it's important. You know, a swing vote on the Supreme Court has a huge impact.
A young appointee that affects the court for decades.
But he's 53 years old. So if he, say, serves 85, that's 32 years. Almost, he can say 40 years, as some judges have done. So,
well, that's assuming we'll still be here, too.
Well, I'll be around. I'll be here broadcasting. I don't know about you two, but
okay.
I'm going to tell our listeners, I'll be broadcasting every single Sunday right here on this show.
I expect to get that call from Jim saying, Ron, I just read the obituaries. I'm afraid Leo's in it. Can you come in today for the show?
Sure. Up in Kentwood, Michigan, you got twins. Twin sisters, they're running against each other for county commissioner. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat, and they're running against each other.
Well,
they're
that'll twins. Be confusing.
Jim, you and I both have twins in our families.
Right.
You have to believe this is fake news.
I'm married to a twin. Oh, my gosh. So it's just amazing what happens.
Because whichever one wins, those will be joint decisions.
You think so?
Yeah.
You'll get two for one, no matter who you vote for.
And then the other bizarre story. Here's my you know, I'm a diehard North Carolina fan. It's my second home. I've got a home up there in the mountains in North Carolina. I graduated from the University of North Carolina. They gave me my education.
You're a Tar Heel from way back.
I'm a Tar Heel born and Tar Heel bred, and when I die, I'll be a Tar Heel dead. But had the great opportunity of playing with my beloved coach Dean Smith up there years ago for basketball. But in any event, they got a football coach named Larry Fedora. And he says, our game is under attack. He's talking about the people going to football games have dropped off. He says, I fear the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And he compares it to the country going down. He says, if football goes down the drain, then our country
goes down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, I do think the game of football has a major impact on who we are as a country. What happens in football? Yeah, I guess so. With all the money going in and the football coaches making $10 million a year and the players get absolutely nothing. And, you know, you can go on and on along that line. So, any event, the coach at North Carolina.
We all think that the jobs we do are important, but maybe he needs a little broader perspective.
That's right. In his life, football is life.
That's right.
Football. I don't think Nick Saban, the finest football coach in the country, would equivalent. I think he would say it's a game. It's a game.
He does. Yeah. He does say that.
Yeah, but not in North Carolina. And they don't ever have much of a football team up there, quite
frankly. A game, but big programs affect the economy so much. And win-loss records affect so many families and lives and restaurant receipts and hotels and... There's so much pressure on him. I'm sure he feels like if we fail so many people.
We have a car dealer friend that says that when LSU wins, the next week they sell more cars.
Sure. It's true.
But is there, and I wrote a column here about a year or so ago, they did a study that when these major football programs, they did one here at our home school of LSU, if they lose... Judges are a lot tougher in their sentencing the following week. So if your team loses...
Jim, I'm afraid football is life.
But I'm just saying, that's right. That's my question.
Okay, let's go back to this story. Maybe he's right.
Maybe he's right. Maybe the North Carolina coach is life.
Yeah.
It's just all about football, isn't it? It's all about football.
Well, I just heard a friend just say this just last week, that across the country, speaking about... Is it good for the country? Country clubs are starting to close. There's less and less people who are signing up memberships for country clubs, and of course, they're usually associated with a golf course. There's less people playing golf.
Well, that's dropped off dramatically, no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're just going to have to go ahead and start a flag football team.
Yeah.
Par five.
Yes.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And you're right. It's expensive. It takes up a lot of space. I'm surprised golf has created, and of course, television created golf with all the rivalries going on. We've got the British Open here as we speak. The British Open finals are taking place. It's early in the morning, 6 hour time difference. So, right when we get off the air, if you want to check the British Open, you can do so.
And I just heard on NBC that they were doing a live shot from the British Open. They said that the last thing you want to call it here in Britain is the British Open. Well, if you don't call it the British Open, what do you call it?
I don't know. I think...
The Open.
I guess, yeah.
Great tournament. Hey, we are out of time. I'm sure glad all you folks joined us. Go to our website and look at all the fun things we have to talk about at RadioCommonSense.com. Leo Honeycutt, thank you. Thank you, Rhonda Gray. You can get their books and find out all about these two on our website again at RadioCommonSense.com. Listen, have a great weekend. We'll be back next week, same time, same station.
Same channel.
To make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.